Among the items added to the budget by Senate Republicans was a proposal that would require Medicaid to essentially redo its procurement process for the managed care plans that want to work with the state. Advocates have said if it's not removed, it will cause major problems, especially in the new Ohio RISE program for the state's most troubled and vulnerable kids. The $1 billion Ohio RISE program is aimed at coordinating care for kids with complex and expensive mental and behavioral health issues across several different agencies, such as behavioral health and the justice system, while keeping families intact during treatment. Lisa Norris of Columbus says it could be a lifesaver for her 12-year-old daughter Hannah, a candidate for a residential treatment program that costs $15,000 a month. She had to relinquish custody of her daughter to get her that help.
If you found out tomorrow that your child had terminal cancer and the specialist was in Cincinnati, you would never as a parent be asked to put up $80,000 to get them in the door, nor would you be ever asked to turn over custody of your child who has a life-threatening condition in order for them to get help. That anyone on the planet would say that's crazy.
Norris says Hannah is creative, athletic, and funny, but has significant trauma from her first years of life before and within the foster care system. Since Hannah is not an abused child, because of the way kids are triaged in the system, Hannah ended up in a homeless shelter for teens her first night away from her family. An amendment added to the Senate budget will require a do-over of the Medicaid procurement process to focus on whether applicants are Ohio-based, the number of jobs created or lost with the state's awarding of a contract, other economic factors, and whether the managed care organization has a record of quality services and customer satisfaction. Lauren Anthus with the Center for Community Solutions says while the Senate budget sought to exclude Ohio RISE from that, he doesn't think that's possible.
It would essentially mandate that the Ohio Department of Medicaid rebid its contracts with managed care. The challenge is that all of these different reforms are interlinked. So it'd be like taking a gear out of a clock and expecting it to read the right time. It just does not work.
Mark Butler of Columbus went through the custody relinquishment process with his son Andrew, now 23. Andrew was diagnosed with autism as a toddler, but also has a severe intellectual disability, several mental illnesses, and he's nonverbal. And as he became a teen, Andrew also became violent. Mark Butler said making the call to give up his youngest son to get him residential treatment a few years ago was the hardest he'd ever had to make.
I remember saying, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, this feeling. And I promised that I would do everything I could to make sure other parents didn't have to do that. And that's why for 7 years now, I've been coming to this building and meeting with senators and testifying, trying to change a broken system, because a system that's broken for some of us is broken for all of us.
The Butler's situation is more stable now. Andrew lives a few minutes away from his family and sees his parents every weekend. But that's not the case for Lisa Norris and her daughter, Hannah.
We can't afford to wait. For Hannah especially, it literally means the difference between her life and death. 6 months down the road, my child might not be alive in this system. We can't keep her safe without the funding. And not only is that absolutely soul-crushing to stand by and feel so helpless while we have the treatment, it's right there behind the glass door. We have the treatment to be able to help her. We don't have the money.
The redo of the Medicaid procurement process was added into the budget by Senate President Matt Huffman and Senator Teresa Gavarone, both from Northwest Ohio. It comes after a Northwest Ohio provider said Ohio Medicaid's decision not to award it a contract will disrupt care coordination for nearly 250,000 Ohioans in Medicaid and will also mean 600 lost jobs and $81 million in lost revenue for the state each year. But Anthus calls the redo an anti-competitive proposal and says it's the first time he's heard of a desire for Medicaid to create jobs. Anthus also notes the conservative Buckeye Institute is on the same side as the Center for Community Solutions in raising questions about this proposal. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.